She's the talk of the town. You wanna be around to hear what Marge will say. What's going on in our hometown? What's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelette. She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelette.
And here we are, good Friday morning, Friday, November 30th, last day of November, Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelette. Marge, last day of November, can you believe it?
No, I can't. That seems possible.
We're headed into the month of Christmas, December 2018. Are you ready for it? 25 days till Christmas.
I heard that last night on the TV, and I thought, oh, wow, I can't believe this. It really has gone fast.
It has gone fast, and I have not done any shopping yet. I don't have a whole lot to do this year.
I don't either.
But I've decided I'm not going to do it this weekend unless I really get motivated. But next weekend, I'm going to go in and try to get it all done.
Good boy.
Yeah. So then it'll all be done, and then it'll give me time to wrap it and put it under the tree and get ready for the holiday.
Well, I shop all year round. My dining room table looks like it's going to fall apart. Everything in my house is a mess, and I'm not kidding you. Kind of mess to clean up when I get home. You know how kitty cats are. They're kind of untidy sometimes, so it's a mess.
Right, right. And those things happen at this time of year, too. And I think people, you know, they get overly stressed,
mm-hmm.
and they just have to say, well, I'll get to it when I get to it.
That's exactly the way I look at it.
Yeah.
But I've always kind of been that way. I always start early. I do it all year round. I know pretty much what I buy the kids, buy everybody. And if they don't like it, that's their problem.
Well, that's right. If they don't like what they get, you know, the pastor and I talked about this morning. If you don't get something that maybe you like, you don't turn to that person and say that. Bad manners.
Yes, that is. That is. And I'm one of those kind of people. I would never tell anybody I didn't like something that they gave me. Because I did that once when I was a kid, and I got a paddling in my life. And I, as my dad called it, was a tune-up. You don't talk about things like that. You graciously thank people.
But I probably
had something to say about that, too.
Well, you know, one of my experiments this holiday season, I'm going to get to it, but I'm going to make a homemade fruitcake. Now, none of these awful Claxton fruitcakes that Charlie likes, these horrible, awful. None of those, but what I'm going to do, and this is going to be my recipe, I'm going to get one of those, store brand, yellow cakes, and I'm going to, put all that together with the batter, and then I'm going to buy oranges and apples and blueberries and things like that, and I'm going to stir those up into the batter, and then I'm going to bake the cake, and that's going to be, to me, fruitcake.
That's good. Sounds good to me.
Now, see, that sounds like something that could be edible.
Yeah, I might like that.
Yeah, but better than this. See, mm-hmm. The problem with the Claxton fruitcake is they put anise in it.
Yes.
And anise is soap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awful.
I don't like it.
No. It tastes like soap.
Yes.
I mean, you could probably, after you eat that fruitcake, wash your hair with it. It's anise. It's awful. Now, does anybody have a fruitcake recipe that doesn't involve anise? 740-383-9944. Or do you have a holiday recipe that you prepare every year that's a special one to you? Let us know. 740-383-9944. Do you do anything special at the holiday, Marge, with food?
Not this year. Nope. We go out to my niece's house now, and she's an excellent cook. So, I mean, I'm a fairly good cook, but she likes to cook, and she cooks. I buy all the beautiful little plates and stuff for her. I bought beautiful paper plates that look like china. I got them out at TJ Maxx, and I was just perfectly pleased with them. They're beautiful, and they do look real.
You know, I've been seeing pictures lately of pineapple upside-down cakes. And I don't know why I see them on the internet, I see them on television. So I think somebody is telling me to eat a pineapple upside down cake.
I don't know. I used to make it, and it is good.
But I'm not. Isn't it kind of the same thing? You take pineapple and cherry, and then you put like cake batter over top of it. And there's brown sugar involved.
Right.
You put brown sugar up somewhere in it. But I don't know why it's upside down. I know you cook it upside down.
Hmm.
I think.
I don't know. I used to make it, but I couldn't tell you today.
I think you do cook it upside down. I think you put the pineapples and the cherries in the bottom of the cake pan. Hmm. And you put the brown sugar in the bottom of the cake pan. And then you put the cake on top of that.
I'll look it up. I know I have a book that has all this stuff in and bring it to you.
You have to, because that would be something very delicious.
Okay.
And then you cut it up
and yours is what, pineapple upside down cake?
But the pineapple upside down cake. And I think there's also, there's something else involved with that. Like, I don't think it's fruit cocktail, but it's.
Could be, though.
It could be. There's something else involved in that. I don't know. Does anybody know about pineapple upside down cake? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. But the whole thing to me, it just tastes so good.
Mm.
I like pineapple upside down cake. I like most anything that's lemon. Lemon bars, lemon meringue pie. Mm. I like the banana cream, coconut cream. So those are the things I like. But, you know, I don't make those things. So it's kind of hard to get them. I don't want to go to a store and buy the whole thing.
Caboodle.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to bake a lot and cook a lot, but I don't anymore for myself. I think once you lose your mate, sometimes you just, you know, don't want to do it anymore.
Now, what did you like to cook for your husband?
Oh, he'd eat anything almost. Yeah. I don't know. He loves spaghetti.
A lot of people love spaghetti.
He loved spaghetti, and I made that a lot. What else did he like? I don't know. He didn't care to eat, to be real honest with you. So he wasn't hard to cook for. I cooked what I liked because I knew I was going to be eating it anyway.
You know, somebody told me, I can't remember who it was, that it takes 20 minutes for your stomach to start feeling the food you eat.
Hmm.
I had never heard that. I think we're getting a call here, Marge.
Good.
Let's take the call. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You guys are talking about fruitcakes.
Yes.
I'm not particularly a fan of fruitcake, but every year, the A-Bank, I don't know if they will this year or not, they sell a fruitcake that is very delicious. I can't remember the name of the company. And I always buy one up there, and everybody will eat it. But it's got the flavors and stuff in it. So if somebody's ever want to try to go to Pay Bank and find out if they got one, they're only like $5. And they are good, and we'll sit down and eat the whole thing one serving.
Oh, I've seen those in the window at Pay Bank. Now, those are good.
They are good. I buy one every year.
Now, do you soak it in anything?
That's where I buy my fruitcake from.
Do you soak it, or you just take it home and cut it up?
I take it home, I bring it home, and I cut it up, and sometimes I'll put some butter on it and stick it in the microwave for about 30 seconds or so, and it is good.
Oh, well, hey, thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. And anybody else who wants to call in, feel free, 740-383-9944. See, I thought the Fayee Bank fruitcakes were those Claxton things. Maybe they're not. But I can't, those Claxton ones, to me, they just taste like soap.
Right.
But now what is, there is a type of alcohol that people put in fruit, or is it rum cake or rum balls?
I don't know.
Is it rum ball? I think there's something called rum balls. Has anybody ever heard of rum balls? For some reason, that pops in my mind.
Doesn't rum pop balls. In my mind.
You know, there's a lot of things at the holidays that have to do with booze.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. People spike the eggnog, which I think you're supposed to spike eggnog with rum. Mm-hmm. Now, I know people do it with other things, but I think the traditional eggnog alcohol is rum.
I think it is.
Yeah. But you know one thing that's always shocked me? I've never heard of a Christmas dessert that involved candy canes.
Oh, I'm sure there's something.
There's got to be something.
Oh, yes. We used to take the rolling pin and crack them up and pour them in things.
See, I've never heard of one, so I'm confused. Go ahead, caller.
You guys are always talking about the fruitcake. How come nobody ever talks about Stollen?
Stollen?
The German Stollen.
I've never even heard of Stollen.
Yeah, it's
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Now, what is Stollen?
Just a cake. you know, and it comes out during the holidays. It's not light by any means. And I always get mine at Aldi's, you know, because they are a German family. And,
You know what I associate, and I don't think they're a Christmas cookie, but I was friends for many years with Madge Cooper, mm-hmm. And the First Lady of Radio here in Marion. Mm-hmm. And at Christmas time, the one of my favorite things used to be the Women's Club had a bake sale. Mm-hmm. And she always used to make these things called Springerlies.
Oh,
Springerlies.
Yes.
Springerlies.
Yes.
And Madge would always save some for me because I liked them. And it's interesting because after a certain period of time, you know, obviously she passed away. And I bought Springerlies one time, and they do not taste like hers.
Well, yeah, there's nothing like the homemade. Of course, if you do make them. Now, I have never made them, even though some around here I've got the rolling pin for them. You know, you need that certain rolling pin. But a fellow I know, John Eager, he makes them, and oftentimes he's given me some. Oh, they just bring back a lot of memories, because my grandmother, you know, we're talking German here, and my grandmother would make cookies by the dozen.
Right.
Yes, and Springerlies were always in there.
You know, I wish that, because there are a lot of great cooks, and it a lot of families don't have good cooks. As a matter of fact, Charlie and I were talking last week at Thanksgiving time about how even when you go to Thanksgiving dinners now, the food is not as good as it was because the younger generation does not cook like the older generation did.
Yeah.
So I wish that we did still have that bake sale, because those were delicious items that those ladies of the Women's Club used to make.
That's right. But then women used to have cookie parties. I don't know if Marge...
Oh, yes, we used to have those.
Uh-huh.
We started out real young as kids with our mothers and grandmothers, and I loved to cook as a kid.
Uh-huh.
I don't cook anymore, but I loved to do it then. But it was wonderful, wonderful fun. And it made a close contact with your parent.
Right.
And your dad would, oh, my, this is good. I wonder who made this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I couldn't wait to put my hand up.
And then a lot of times people would, they'd get together and make them, and then they would share.
Uh-huh.
Each person would make a certain kind. But, some of my favorites were the candy cane cookies where you mix two different colors and you
Oh, yes.
But, Springerlies, there's nothing like a good Springerly cookie.
Now, is there a dessert that you make with candy cane?
A dessert?
Yeah, I was trying to, I would think, I know people suck on the candy canes, but I've never heard of a dessert that was made
with candy cane. Well, I think that there's some desserts, or perhaps there are cookies or that sort of thing, where you do crunch up, because I believe, if I recall, we would take candy canes and crunch them up and then sprinkle those on top of the cookies.
Right.
You know, when I was younger, my grandmother, and I think my mother might have this recipe, but I haven't seen them made for a long time, and I still don't know what they were. But you took, like, the townhouse crackers, mm-hmm. and you'd put them in a pan, and then you would make this concoction. And that's what I don't know what the concoction was, but it was like a clear, sweet, kind of like a drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
And you would drizzle it over these townhouse crackers and cookies, and then you would put chocolate chips and bits of walnut mm-hmm. on top of them, and you'd bake them.
Yeah.
And the cookies, once they were baked, this drizzly mixture would harden,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of like, I don't want to say it was like taffy. It wasn't quite as hard as hardtack candy, but it was kind of like, what's that brown candy that you can chew?
Are you talking about Heath?
You mean like caramel?
Like a caramel, yeah.
Heath bars?
Like Heath bars. It kind of tasted like that, but it had chocolate chips,
uh-huh.
and it was lighter, because you could see through this substance that mm-hmm. you poured on there. I don't know if it was what's that stuff you buy at Christmas time in the store? A lot of people buy it to bake with. It's in the jar, and it's a clear liquid. Begins with a K.
Karo.
Karo. Karo.
Yeah.
Maybe that's remembers. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was Karo.
Well, you know, Scott, there's so many of those recipes on Pinterest and YouTube, and you know, all the time, because people, they want to have them again, and so they share them again.
Yeah, and
you
it's
know, nice. But I bet Marge, does Marge remember Seafoam?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. My, that was good.
Yeah, they put different colors in there.
Uh-huh.
Food yeah. color.
Now, what is Seafoam?
Well,
beat up egg whites, isn't it?
It's something like that. I don't remember what went in it, but that was among Grandma's things.
Somebody brought up a few weeks ago marshmallow salad. How do you make that?
Well,
I would put fruit cocktail and the marshmallows with it.
That sounds kind of like apple salad or Waldorf.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have fruit cocktail and marshmallows?
Well, when I make Waldorf salad, there's apples
in it. Right.
Yeah. But and grapes.
Yep, and grapes.
Nuts. Your marshmallows and, what else,
whipped
Mark?
Cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't forget my whipped cream.
But that came from the Waldorf, that was original to Waldorf, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Waldorf Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it was kind of like their dessert.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what went in it again? Marshmallows,
apples,
whipped cream. It's all raw?
Grapes.
Mm-hmm. Grapes?
Yeah,
yes.
Grapes.
So you just put it in a bowl?
Nuts, yeah. Mix it all up.
Well, that doesn't...
Make sure it's good and cold.
Yeah. And really, it should have walnuts in it. It should have nuts. Sometimes I don't have certain things to put in there, but I usually always have the basics.
Well, I think we've got too much on this change of food habit here.
Well, and too much. You know, I don't cook as much anymore because everybody's on some special diet.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you got to get off those diets at Christmas time. You got to get off those diets. People will drive you nuts at the holidays.
You tried to get off of all these things.
At Christmas.
You tried to burn your house down.
At the first of the year, you can do whatever you want. But during Christmas.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, gluten-free and, you know, I can't eat this or I can't eat that. And there's always the diabetics. You know, there's always.
Well, you know what? I understand the diabetics, but this gluten-free, I think this is made up.
I do, too.
I don't understand. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, I don't understand gluten-free, Marge.
I don't either.
I mean, yeah.
You know what? You're going to die from something anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
My dad said, I'm going to enjoy it while I'm going.
You're
going
to die from, darn right, you're going to die anyway, so why not have the gluten?
I don't know.
I see these people buying gluten-free this, and how good can that taste?
It can't taste too good to me.
No, you want the Waldorf.
I'm going to eat that good stuff.
Waldorf Astoria salad. Phone lines remain open, 740-383-9944. So you take apples and grapes and marshmallows and whipped cream and stir it all up.
Well, you whip the whipped cream to make it, you know, just soft.
Now, this was served at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York.
Apparently it was. That's what they say.
Huh. I don't know.
I couldn't afford to go in there, so I really didn't go in there when I was in New York.
Well, that's an interesting... you know what else I hear? Wassail. What is wassail?
I know I've heard the term, but I don't...
Well, it's I think it's in a Christmas song, isn't it? Wassailing?
Yeah.
We're going to go a wassailing? But I don't know what...
Maybe
I think that,
it's caroling. I don't know.
Well, I think... Well, I thought it had to do with food.
I don't know.
Is wassailing food, or is it a carol? Is it a song? I thought it was food. We're going to go a wassailing. I bet you couldn't put gluten in the wassail.
I bet you couldn't either.
740-383-9944. Now, I know there are some drinks that people put candy canes in.
Hmm.
If you go into a... establishment at holiday time and you order a drink, a lot of times they'll drop the candy cane in it for, I guess, some kind of Christmas garnish,
right.
I guess is what it
probably
would be.
It would look nice.
Yeah, and I think people like to suck on candy canes.
Mm-hmm.
People used to put candy canes on Christmas trees.
Oh, yes, we did one. Mm-hmm.
People used to string popcorn, and people used to do those chains out of construction paper. Everybody's gotten away from all that.
Well, your schools have all pulled away from it because everybody's got all kinds of thoughts about what is right and what is wrong. I don't know. When I was a kid, we went to church and got our candy and came home, and that was our candy.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had a candy cane.
Well, we'll have to get you a great big candy cane.
You know, I think if you put a candy cane in your eggnog, that wouldn't be bad.
No. It'd be pretty.
You know, it'd be a good drink.
Right.
And people, see, here's what people always forget about the eggnog. Nutmeg.
Oh, yeah.
You have to sprinkle that nutmeg on the top of the eggnog or
right.
it's not as good.
That's true.
You know, I'm starting to think people like to get boozed up at the holidays.
And don't even know what they're eating or
drinking.
They
don't know what they're doing because holidays are depressing for a lot of people and they're stressful. For a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to booze up a little bit,
right.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't drink. So I couldn't tell you whether, you know, it's something could do it or not. And people say, I can't believe you never drank. I've never had any kind of liquor in my life. I couldn't tell you what it tastes like. Don't know and don't want to know.
Well, somebody said the other day you put vodka in eggnog. And I think, well, I guess you could, but I don't know if you'd want to put vodka in eggnog.
I don't know if I would want to. I don't know. I don't know what it tastes like.
I don't know if there are any Christmas, like, hot meals. I know there are a lot of Christmas desserts.
Oh, there's a lot of Christmas desserts.
I'll tell you what I never liked was that hardtack candy.
I never liked that either.
Oh, it's awful.
My grandfather didn't know any better. He bought it.
Yeah, well, I mean, people used to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big project to make hardtack candy. You had to get the water boiling at a certain level. And I was it Karo? Was
yep.
that's what did
that's
the hard?
What we, that's what we used.
And then you make it colorful.
Mm-hmm.
What made it taste peppermint?
Peppermint.
You put peppermint in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you could buy peppermint.
What, and you can make like red hot?
Right.
Spicy hardtack candy. But I just never liked the hardtack candy.
Nope, I don't either.
It's very, it's not good to suck on.
Mm.
And it's kind of jagged.
Right.
It's like chewing on a broken piece of glass.
That's what kind of I think of.
Yeah, it's what it reminds me of. And then
that's
you
what you were trying to reproduce this morning in here.
Yeah, we had a broken bulb in here this morning.
Right.
But I think we got it taken care of.
Well, we got it all cleaned up.
The question this morning is Christmas food. Does anybody have a Christmas drink, a Christmas dessert, a Christmas meal that is in their family? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or a Christmas memory. But I used to love those Springerlies, although they have a unique taste as well.
Yeah. Gingerbread cookies, too. I don't know why they call them gingerbread cookies, but they were good.
A lot of people used to make gingerbread men and gingerbread houses.
Oh, yeah. We used to make little houses.
Then a few years ago, they came up with these gingerbread kits.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that was just too complicated.
I don't have that mentality.
No, that took a lot of time to try to make these gingerbread houses out of these kits. I had no idea what I was doing.
Oh, I really didn't know, didn't care to know.
And then people come over and go, oh, what is that? You know, they try to be nice, but you know they think it's just awful looking. You know, people try to be nice at the holiday. I'll give them for that. I'll give them credit for that. People do try to be nice, but I don't know if they always succeed.
No, I don't know either. And by the way, bringing up sore spots in your body, I guess, how's things going with your cook-up, your oven?
I think my oven's coming around. I think hopefully soon my oven will be where it needs to be. I hope. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, my Christmas drink is a hot toddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hot toddy.
Did you ever try that recipe
I gave you?
You know, I haven't. Give me that right now. I'm going to write that down.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, get your tea going. Your hot tea.
Hot tea.
I always use bourbon, but use whatever you like. You take a teaspoon of sugar and the bourbon, get it in your cup, stir that up together. While that is setting and waiting on your tea, then pour your tea in, let it steep for about a minute, and then you got your nice drink.
Now, how much bourbon do you use?
I use a shot and a half.
Okay, and then just a normal cup of tea.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give that a try.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, see, there you go.
Right.
A hot toddy. Mm-hmm. See, I had a little touch of what I think was stomach flu last Saturday night. So I could have used a hot toddy.
Yeah. It warms your body, I guess.
Well, I think alcohol kills whatever virus or disease you have. I think that's why a lot of people use them.
Use it, yes.
And that's a good thing. I think it helps.
He's talking himself into it.
Well, you never know. Yeah. I mean, you sure don't drink and drive. But, you know, I bet if you dumped a candy cane into that hot toddy, it'd be good, too.
Oh, it would be.
Peppermint schnapps. I wonder if you can make a hot toddy with peppermint schnapps.
I bet you could.
I know I see a lot of people drinking peppermint schnapps this time of year. As they get ready for the Christmas holiday, the New Year holiday. You know, all these things are going around. The lights outside.
Oh, the lights are beautiful. But just stop and think what we had during World War II. We didn't have this stuff. They're very, very, very limited what you put outdoors.
Well, and at Christmas, it used to be oranges. But we've lost that.
Oranges and apples and pears. We always had a big fruit bowl. And I still have the fruit bowl.
Oh. And then there's that famous article, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
Right.
You know, that became a big thing. I think Virginia's dead now.
I think she is.
Yeah. But I think that was a big deal at one point. And I think that's nice that the editor of the newspaper.
One of the things I remember at Christmas time during the war is the fact that sugar was rationed. And I would save my sugar, and then everybody would try to steal my sugar because I wanted the sweets for my cookies and stuff. I saved my sugar, and everybody else wanted it.
You know, I think the biggest mistake that's made with sugar and flour and all that is too much baking soda, too much baking powder. Boy, that can ruin your cookies.
Oh, boy, it can. That soda can really wreck it.
Oh, they taste terrible. But nothing like a home-baked cookie coming out of the oven, the smell
sit
of it.
There and just sit there and wait.
Oh, and the warmth on it. And I even like when people make the homemade icing.
Oh, yeah. You know, still make my own icing.
Yeah, you make it out of powdered sugar and milk. And you just whip that up and then you put some food coloring in there.
Yeah, if you really want to make it really full of calories, put a little bit of whipping cream in.
A little whipping cream in.
That's good.
Fluff it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to get the cookie cutters out. And
I just saw mine the other day.
Yeah, you'd have bells, and you'd have Santa Clauses, and you'd have Christmas trees, and you'd have all these things. But you didn't want to burn them. Didn't want to burn them on the bottom.
Well, see, they had the cook stove, and the cooks will cook slowly, and that's what makes your food good.
See, I'm a little leery of all stoves right now.
Yeah, he had quite a calamity last weekend.
I might cook my Christmas cookies in the microwave.
I don't know if I've done it, but I don't think they're as good.
Have you seen these people who are cooking a hamburger in the microwave?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't know either.
To me, it seems like that's a little too raw.
Right.
I don't know if people should be doing that.
I don't know. I saw it being done the other day, and I kind of ran across my mind. I don't know about that.
It doesn't look done to me.
No.
But, I mean, I guess these people are living to tell the story.
Yeah, they seem to be.
So I guess it's okay, but I just would not want a hamburger cooked in a microwave.
I wouldn't think it would get done right.
No, I think it... I know people who've cooked meatloaf in microwaves.
Mm.
What if your microwave misfires?
I don't know.
And it gets cold in the center, and then you get, what do you get from undercooked meat?
You asked me too quick.
It'll make that whole gluten problem look small.
Right.
If you get that undercooked meat.
They have something new out there this year.
Oh, here's a public service announcement for people. You need to throw your Thanksgiving stuff away. People are still eating on those Thanksgiving leftovers. It's been 8 days. The rule is you should only keep the turkey for 4 days after you cook it, stuffing 4 days, all that stuff.
I cut mine down to two.
Yeah. You cannot keep eating on this stuff day after day after
Anything
day.
Anything in my house that's in there more than 2 days, I pitch into the trash. I don't let a tummy ache. It's not worth it.
No, nothing worse than getting some kind of food poisoning or anything of that nature. Mm-mm. Just you feel like a wreck.
Yes. I'm not a person to keep food very long.
And I don't think there's any cure for a stomach ailment.
What did they give us? Peppermint.
Peppermint.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, we got peppermint. Man, I had a lot of stomach aches.
Well, I guess Pepto-Bismol is kind of a... Does anybody have a remedy for, you know, like when you feel stuff's going to come up, you know, that type of flu? Does anybody have any home remedies that would help that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know the reason that you go in and you vomit is because you're trying to get the poison out of your system. But that's unpleasant.
Oh, yes.
Oh, people break blood vessels in their eyeballs, and they, you know, heave-ho so hard, they throw their backs out, and they're laying on the floor in the bathroom. It's unpleasant.
Yes, it is.
Is there any way to stop it?
Get it out of your stomach is all I can tell you.
Well, I think ginger is somewhat of a natural remedy.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger, I think, can help you, but I don't know that it'll put a total stop to it.
No.
Now, I know you shouldn't have water, because I think water is bad when you have a stomach ailment.
Well, you're dehydrating yourself, so you need to hydrate yourself.
But doesn't it just come right back up?
You want to get it out of your system.
So water will get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's a good tip.
I think you just automatically throw it up.
Oh.
Oh, my.
That's unpleasant.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
You know, it puts me back to spaghetti and macaroni and cheese, because those are the most common things I see people cooking all the time.
Mm-hmm. They're easy to cook.
They are.
You don't have to stand and watch them.
No, and people get creative with their macaroni and cheese now.
Kids love it.
They put three cheeses on there. They'll bake it in the oven after they cook it on the stovetop. They get a little creative.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Brandy say last week that she had some kind of special thing that she cooked?
I don't know if she did or not. We were talking about it, but I don't remember what it was.
I know she did not want to share food. And this is the season of sharing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Our family shared everything.
Well, you should be kind and you know, bring... Oh, she was going to make homemade eggnog. That was it. I wonder how that went.
Well, I'd be careful because raw eggs are in that.
What else do you put in there? You put raw eggs, vanilla,
milk, some kind of seasoning, vanilla, maybe.
Might have to put disinfectant.
Go ahead, caller.
First of all, Scott, Quacks and fruitcake is the best thing from sliced bread. Second of all, you put rum, not vodka, in eggnog. And it just so happens that I like to crush up candy canes and sprinkle over my fudge.
Well, here, so rum is what you put in eggnog?
Yes, old Captain Morgan.
I think you would need a lot of rum to get over that awful fruitcake.
Scott, this is pure blasphemy.
No, fruitcake is awful. Marge agrees with Marge, it's a fruitcake.
It's good for what
yes,
it is.
I don't like the fruitcake, period.
No, the fruitcake's horrible.
If you make your own, it's okay, but boy, that's bought and stuff.
Oh, so rum.
I guess that's the secret then. You just drink enough rum and that improves the taste of the Claxton.
And, what was the third thing?
So I like to make fudge, chocolate fudge, and you can crush up the Starlight peppermints and sprinkle over your fudge to give it a minty flavor, like a peppermint flavor.
But
and it's really good.
Isn't there something you can cook with candy canes?
I've had candy cane ice cream, and I've put the candy canes, the peppermints over the fudge, but I don't have any recipes that you would actually cook with the candy canes.
But I'm telling you, don't want that egg, that fruitcake. I'm telling you right now, you're asking for trouble.
No, it's good. We'll get you squared around. We'll get you to where you like it.
Oh, no. Well, here's what would have to happen. I would have to lose all sensitivity in my taste buds.
Then
I would like it.
Okay, well,
thanks.
We'll keep working with you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you want anything, we've got 7 minutes left here. No, I wouldn't even. So it's rum in your eggnog, and then you can put peppermint in your fudge.
Ugh.
Peppermint fudge.
Yeah. Well, you have your chocolate in there, too.
But what goes in the eggnog? You have egg, but what's milk? But how do you get it to taste like eggnog? Something's got to thicken that up.
Put some vanilla in there.
So just raw eggs, milk, and vanilla. That doesn't seem like what you get in the store.
Well, they probably put cream in it.
Yeah, because it's thick.
Mm-hmm.
Eggnog has a thickness to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just came off a stomach ailment last weekend, so there's two things I won't be doing. Eating any eggnog or fruitcake, because I think that could start it up again, could agitate it, and trying anybody's homemade eggnog. Yeah, doesn't it? It sounds bad.
Right.
You know, that is a bet. I think it's a horrible thing that fruitcake has got tied in with Christmas.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, I think Santa Claus had so many of them left because nobody wanted them that he gave them away as Christmas decoration. Now, I think a fruitcake is actually a decoration.
Hmm.
You set it out on your table. You know, it's Christmassy, decorated Christmassy, but nobody will ever actually eat it, so you just leave it there. Then you have yourself a hot toddy and lay back.
And moan.
That's right. Get the cure for all that ails you. We got about 5 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. Give us a call. But I do know that these conversations about Christmas foods and delicacies are fun. But marshmallow salad. I still do not have the recipe for marshmallow salad.
I'll look it up in my cookbook.
Because I would put lettuce and marshmallows. But I know that's not right.
Well, be careful with the lettuce.
Oh, that's right. You can get sick with the lettuce now.
Right.
Romaine. Oh, what is the world coming to?
Certainly isn't food.
You have to take the marshmallow salad. It's marshmallows and something else.
Probably fruit cocktail.
What about cranberry sauce? Cranberries are good. I like cranberries.
I don't care for them that well.
I see the stores still have an awful lot of cranberries left from Thanksgiving. I don't think people make cranberry sauce homemade anymore. They just go for that can. Now, I know cranberry sauce can last 10 days after Thanksgiving.
You must have read the label.
I did. If you can still eat the cranberry sauce, but the turkey and the dressing and all that stuff, you've got to throw that out after 4 days. You'll get ill.
Mm-hmm.
People try to get creative and use, you know, I'm going to make this, I'm going to make that, I'm going to, no, you got to throw it away.
Don't make so much of it, you have to throw it all away.
Well, that's right. You can't overmake. But then people don't want to undermake. Oh, I ran out.
I'd rather run out than have myself a stomachache.
I'd like a good lemon bar right now. But I'm really after this pineapple upside down cake.
I'll see if I can find that for you.
I've seen so many pictures, mm-hmm. and I like the homemade, where it's really, you know, rich at mm-hmm. the top. Because I'm not a person who really likes rich cakes and icings and all that. But the pineapple upside down cake, it's got that cooked taste to it.
Here comes the master. He'll know all
He'll know everything. But I don't know what you put in this marshmallow salad, beside marshmallows.
Marshmallow salad.
Oh, my goodness.
Jello and fruit cocktail.
Charlie just came in and broke the chair into 100 pieces. Holy moly.
Now, the woman is going to fix the chair. Note this.
This has been, we broke a Christmas ornament today, and now went the chair. Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully the chair will be ready here in a little
quality.
Bit. Huh?
Quality.
Five years they've lasted. 5 years they've been drug around here. Holy mackerel. Is it good, Charlie?
Not yet. Almost.
Almost. Okay, where?
There it went.
There we go. Well, I have to put some tape on that chair. Oh, we've got about a minute left before we're done here. What do you think, Marge? Marshmallow
salad? I don't
know,
but things weren't broken until they came in.
They weren't.
Did
we were
you
fine.
Notice nothing was broken?
Everything's going right
and
up the creek fast.
And then they come in and bang.
Right.
And Charlie broke a chair right off the bat.
I saw him grab a hold of that and pull on it with such a, with a pull. He just pulled the chair right apart. You okay, Charlie?
I think so.
Okay. But it's an interesting day. We did learn a lot. Hot toddy, hot tea, shot of bourbon. Teaspoon of sugar. Sound good to you, Marge? Oh, you're not a drinker, Marge, right?
Nope.
And eggnog is eggs and milk and vanilla.
I don't know what I did with my cane when I came in.
Is that the one that Charlie was?
I tell you what, we are going to wrap this program up, but we're going to come back with the noon program. We'll all have a discussion. So stay tuned here, WWGH Radio. By the way, check out the internet, WWGH1071.com. Archive programs dating back to January of 2016. And holy moly, the conversations we'll have next hour should be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. And don't eat any fruitcake. We'll be back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.